machine. Now, these bits of tables then come out of Brown's introductory organic chemistry, which the last time I reviewed the textbook for this subject, I used McMurray, Brown, and there was an Australian textbook. McMurray came out of Clear first, Brown came out of Clear second, and the Australian one came out of Dead last. The guy that wrote the organic bit really did a pretty ordinary job. But Brown was voted by the class as not far behind McMurray at all. So if it, for any topic you don't get it very well out of McMurray, jump through to Brown. Like, we used to use Brown for several years, so it is a good book. So these values then are some typical sort of values we'll find relative to our TMS for our hydrogen on a carbon where there's a chlorine as a neighbour. Over here it's a hydrogen on a carbon which is part of an aldehyde. Okay, so this is looking at hydrogens and what's on the next door carbon to determine the chemical shift. We've similarly got the same thing for carbon 13, and you notice in the case of the hydrogen NMR, the scale is running 0 to 10. In the case of the carbon NMR, it's running around about 0 up to about 250. So it's quite a different range. So in this case, then, that carbon now inside that group has got a shift that's somewhere between 35 and 80. This carbon now of the aldehyde is somewhere between 200 and 210. So I'm expecting that